Track 43.
Look at the five statements for this task. Decide if each statement is true or false. For statements 1 to 5, choose T if the statement is true according to the text, and F if it is false. Now you will have 20 seconds to look at the questions for task 10. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I love honey, but I'm scared of honeybees. When I was a child, I was once stung by a bee and I got a really strong allergic reaction. I was sitting on the grass in the garden and eating a banana when a bee landed on my hand. I started running around, flapping my arms, and I stepped on another bee in the grass. It stung me on the right foot. It was very painful. My whole foot swelled up to my ankle. It took 3 days for the swelling to go away. Recently, I have been really surprised to find out that some doctors use bee stings in alternative medicine. Apparently, bee stings are prescribed for patients with some spine and bone diseases. Live bees are not always used in the therapy. Sometimes, patients are given injections with bee venom. Anyway, this is definitely not for me. I prefer regular pills and tablets.
Now listen again.
I love honey, but I'm scared of honeybees. When I was a child, I was once stung by a bee and I got a really strong allergic reaction. I was sitting on the grass in the garden and eating a banana when a bee landed on my hand. I started running around, flapping my arms, and I stepped on another bee in the grass. It stung me on the right foot. It was very painful. My whole foot swelled up to my ankle. It took 3 days for the swelling to go away. Recently, I have been really surprised to find out that some doctors use bee stings in alternative medicine. Apparently, bee stings are prescribed for patients with some spine and bone diseases. Live bees are not always used in the therapy. Sometimes, patients are given injections with bee venom. Anyway, this is definitely not for me. I prefer regular pills and tablets.